听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, book three.
Lesson 82, part one, warming up exercises, abbreviations, some international organizations.You are going to hear 8 abbreviations and some information about them. Listen carefully and write down in full the corresponding names of these organizations.
EEC, the European Economic Community, also known as the Common Market, is an economic union formed in 1958. Its full members are Belgium, Denmark, France, West Germany,Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom.
OAU, the Organization of African Unity, was formed in 1963 by 30 African countries to coordinate cultural, political, scientific, and economic policies and to end colonialism in Africa.
PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, was formed in 1964 at the first Arab Summit meeting. Yasser Arafat has been the chairman of PLO since 1968.
OAS, the Organization of American States, was formed in 1948.With its headquarters in Washington, D.C.
IMF, International Monetary Fund, is an autonomous body affiliated with the United Nations. Its headquarters is in Washington, D.C.
FAO.Food and Agricultural Organization was established in 1945 as an autonomous organization related to the United Nations. Its headquarters is in Rome.
WHO, the World Health Organization,is a specialized agency of the United Nations. WHO was formed in 1948 with its headquarters in Geneva.
EFTA, European Free Trade Association, was created in 1960 to reduce customs duties.And quantitative restrictions on industrial products between members. Member countries are Austria, Iceland, Norway, Portugal, Sweden, and Switzerland. Finland is an associated member.
Part 2.News. News item 1.
New York. Police say two gunmen have stolen about $8 million from a money transport service. The robbery took place Sunday night and was discovered Monday morning.Officials said it was the largest robbery of money in United States history.
Exercise 1. Complete the summary for news item 1. Exercise 2. Fill in the blanks with the information you get from the news. News item 2.
The United States.A new law in San Francisco, California, makes owning a handgun a crime. citizens of San Francisco must give their guns to local police within the next 90 days, or they could be sentenced to 90 days in jail. The ban on handguns in San Francisco permits only police, store owners, and a few others to own handguns. The ban does not affect rifles and shotguns. Opponents of the law say it violates the constitutional right to have arms, and they are taking court action to try to have the law ended.
Exercise 3. Complete the summary for news item 2. Exercise 4. Answer the questions you hear on the tape. Will owning a shotgun be considered a crime in San Francisco? According to the new law in San Francisco, only police are permitted to own handguns. Is that right? What kind of punishment could be given to citizens of San Francisco if they don't give their guns to the local police within the next 90 days? What are opponents of the law doing? Part 3. Science Report. Leasecraft.
The United States Space Agency and a private company have announced plans to develop a satellite that could become the first factory in space. Fairchild Industries will design and build the satellite called Leasecraft. The American Space Shuttle will put the satellite into Earth orbit in 1987. Leasecraft will measure about 4.5 meters on each of its four sides. Two flat objects will extend about 22 meters from the satellite. These objects will collect sunlight and change it into electrical power. The satellite will have its own system to communicate with scientists on Earth, and it will be able to hold very large and heavy objects. Many things can be done more easily in the weightless environment of space than on Earth. So companies could pay to use Leasecraft to do these jobs. The companies could have special equipment placed on the satellite. It then could operate as a factory to make products. The space shuttle will carry equipment and supplies to the orbiting space factory, and the shuttle will bring the finished products back to Earth. The shuttle astronauts will visit the orbiting factory every few months to make sure it is working normally and to fix it if necessary. But no people will work in the planned space factory. All the work will be done by mechanical equipment controlled by scientists on Earth. Among the products the factory could make are extremely pure drugs. This can be done by using an electric current to separate impure substances from drug mixtures. This works best in space because there is no gravity to slow the separation of chemicals. An American company has sent special equipment on 4 space shuttle flights to test this method of making pure drugs in space. the company is planning to establish a permanent drug factory in space sometime in the 1990s. Other companies are considering plans for making certain rare metals in space. They also could make parts for computers and other electronic equipment. Scientists say leasecraft could operate in space for more than 10 years. Fairchild Industries says it hopes to have 10 such factories in space by the year 1992.
Exercises. Complete the report with the information you get from the tape.